morning, this is Grace with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, Indigenous Australians launch a special wildlife reserve application for reserve in Western Queensland. The more than 200,000 hectare site near Simpson Desert is famous for its cultural significance and also its rich in deposit of critical minerals which mining companies crave for. In a bid to stop prospective mining projects, Wankamada traditional owners and site owner Bush Heritage Australia are lodging a special wildlife reserve application with the Queensland Government for Pullinga Reserve and the nearby Ifabuka Reserve. In more local news, ideal farming condition in one of the Australia's biggest winter vegetable growing regions, Bowen, have seen the volume of produce hit high this year. The vegetable glut has led to an oversupply. Bowen Gloomoo Growers Association President Carl Walker said that the farmers are growing food for 60 to 80 million people compared to the about 25 million population in Australia. In national news, supermarket giant Coles has pulled a 4.8% rise in full-year cash profit to around $1 billion due to a huge increase in revenue from its grocery business. Despite revenue from liquid sales falling slightly, the supermarket generated over $36 billion in revenue from its grocery business, which is an increase of more than 6%. The company said people were turning to supermarkets as they are started to feel takeaway meals as something to be purchased for special occasions. In more national news, research reveals that a lack of certified interpreters during court proceedings is undermining access to justice and a fair trial for non-English speakers. According to the latest census, more than 1 in 5 Australians speak a language other than English, and more than 300 separately identified languages are spoken in Australian homes. Audio court interpreters are required in more than 175 languages. Research found that interpreting training is available in less than 20 of those. University of New South Wales Professor Lumida Strand said interpreters have a key role to play in ensuring access to justice and a fair trial for defendants and how court accommodate bilingual communication and interpreters' professional requirements also make a difference. In international news, North Korea's national airline's first commercial flight since early 2020 after locking itself out of the world to stay away from COVID-19 pandemic has been unexpectedly cancelled. Air Koryo flight JS151 from Pyongyang to Beijing was scheduled to arrive on Monday morning. Beijing Airport Customer Service told AFP that Air Koryo has not given a reason for the cancellation. China's foreign minister spokesperson only said that North Korea had approved restarting commercial flights between the two places. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Thank you, Grace. That was wonderful. Good reporting there. Especially very interested. It's red hot off the presses. Coles announced their profits.
Yeah.
$1.1 billion.
Yeah, that's really high.
So it's really good that you reported that, especially at the beginning of our show, when Coles don't want to pay their workers what they deserve.
I also heard that, because just now I talk about there are like an oversupply in the veggies, but they are like kind of like overpricing that as well.
That's exactly what's going on. So we think back to the last year and the prices of everything, all our food is going up. I'm a regular Coles shopper. I worked for Coles before, for those that do, you know, I'm a Coles. Most people are Coles people or Woolies people, you know. It's, you know, but I go wherever there's the cheapest these days. But let's go back to the point. all that extra that we were spending on our grocery bills, that's where it is. $1.1 billion to shareholders.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much for reporting that. It's very, we've got to know and we've got to highlight it, and so that workers out there know what's going on. So thank you very much for that. Okay. And we will go to a track here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
Oi, you. This next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.